Problem solver here. Well, I don't know about that, but we can certainly talk about the problems. I'm Rick Adams, back again. Tonight, this Monday night, same time, same network, Republic Broadcasting, and the program is Uncensored, Radio Free America. Radio Avenger here, how are you? Well, it's been quite a week, hasn't it, huh? Seems like events are moving so quickly in the world these days, and they're happening at lightning speed. Just in the last few months, we've seen the deaths of several public figures in the international arena. Seen the death of Yasser Arafat. We saw the death, the murder, if you will, of Mr. Hariri, the former prime minister of Lebanon. Now we've seen the death of the Pope, and some, of course, suggesting that his death was a little bit premature, and that he may have been either helped along in recent days or neglected enough so infection set in. I'm not going to venture down that road because I quite frankly don't know. And when I don't know something, I state it. Don't want to guess or theorize. I will say this, though. Regardless of whether intentional, whether foul play, or whether it's just happening because it's happening, things are moving at lightning speed. There's no question about that. My goodness, the world around us is changing very rapidly. And the forces of darkness, the forces of evil that control the government of the United States and governments of the world today, I'm afraid, certainly are in high gear. They are moving in high gear to create a universalist, internationalist, globalist empire. And one need look no further than the fact that here in America today, we see rising gas and energy prices like never before. And this is just one of the telltale signs that we are being manipulated and lied to as never before. Tonight, I thought we would spend this hour without any special guests, just you and me, all of us on this network, talking a little bit about the death of the Pope, of Pope John Paul II, as he was called. Of course, we know his real name, of course, Karol Wojtyła. I'd like to talk a little bit about how the media have handled him, and a little bit about him, and also your thoughts, your ideas, on what this truly means and what this truly signifies in terms of prophetic times. There's a lot of controversy, certainly, a lot of speculation, a lot of disagreement, agreement, a lot of discussion. But you know, ultimately, it will be the scriptures that dictate and tell us what will happen. Of course, everybody seems to have a different spin on the scriptures and what it really means and what it signifies. Tonight we'll explore some of those questions and theories and prophecies of the scripture, and we'll relate it to what's happening today in the past week and what will come this week, and yes, indeed, who the next pope will be and what we can expect on the world scene. Frightening times for some, joyous times for others. So you get on the line, you talk to us tonight, and we'll start the program after this break. Rick Adams with you, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
Andrew. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Radio Avenger here, Uncensored Radio Free America. How are you? All right, I'm Rick Adams. Now, those of you already on the lines, bear with me for a couple of moments, if you will. I know we've got Wolfgang in Minnesota and probably others now dialing in. The number is 800-313-9443, toll free, 800-313-9443. I just want to share with you some of the thoughts that I've been having over what's been happening, and I want to preface it by saying to you, first of all, I am not a Catholic hater, nor am I a Protestant hater, nor am I a Jew hater, despite what some might have you believe, nor am I a black man hater, or anyone else for that matter. Each can be considered to be individuals in a group. And I want that to be very clear, because I have many Roman Catholic friends, many Protestant friends, right down the line. I like to explain it this way to you. I was a Catholic. I was born into a Catholic family. I left the Catholic Church. I became a Protestant. Eventually, I left the Protestants, and I became a Christian. If you follow what I'm trying to say, it's not the church or the organization that's man-made that matters. It's the ecclesia, the real called out ones, the chosen ones, if you will, those who are being called by God, by Christ in these days to serve in the government to come, his government, not the world order government of man. So I put aside all of these things, and one day I started really studying and started asking questions, and I found the Catholic priests couldn't answer the questions. I found the Protestant ministers couldn't answer the questions, rightly dividing the word of truth, but they didn't know what the word of truth was, and still don't. So I started searching for myself, and I feel, thanks to the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of others, that I have a pretty good grasp now on what's happening and what will happen in the days to come. All right, having said that, have you noticed the way the liberal world media have been treating Pope John Paul II? In fact, have treated him right from the beginning. Why, you wouldn't know it, but you'd think that he was the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying that to sound vulgar. I'm just saying that's the way they are portraying him. And you know, whenever the media do that, and whenever they speak absolutely no ill, virtually no ill of anyone, I begin to start to question. I did it when Ronald Reagan passed away last year. And the liberal media praised Ronald Wilson Reagan to the core. And I became persona non grata on local talk radio. Why? Because I had to be honest. I had to talk about the real Ronald Reagan, servant of the New World Order, servant of the elite, the globalists, the Zionists, the one-worlders, and the real Ronald Reagan record of socialism, internationalism, and Marxism. I had to be honest. It cost me friends, it cost me listeners and callers, but I had to be honest. I mean, I have to call it the way I see him. Otherwise, I wouldn't be true to myself. Well, I've been saying to myself, let's look at the Pope, and let's go back in time, look at where he came from and who he was. Born in Poland, of course, and he grew up in the 20s, the 1920s, and was ordained a priest, I believe, in the 40s, during the end of World War II, actually. By 1958, he was permitted to be consecrated as auxiliary bishop of Krakow, Poland. By 1964, he was installed as a bishop of Krakow. In 1967, elevated to cardinal by Pope Paul VI. In 1978, he was elected pope by the cardinals. He was the first pope, as you know, in nearly 460 years. Well, that's interesting. Now, anybody who's familiar with the Iron Curtain and communism and the real faith of Catholics knows that anyone who spoke out truly against tyranny and the tyranny of red fascism, communism, was constantly persecuted and in some cases just outright killed. One comes to mind, Cardinal Joseph Minzente. Many of you probably have heard of him, you students of history, who was persecuted, I believe, by the Hungarian government, put in jail because of his faith in Christ. It's very doubtful that he would have become pope in the post-Pope Pius XII atmosphere, the new Vatican II, you see. But this pope made it. And this pope was supposed to have been the one that helped bring down communism in Eastern Europe, along with Ronald Wilson Reagan. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. What we have witnessed in this pope's lifetime and some of the encyclicals that he has sponsored and been responsible for make one doubt the real sincerity of this young man who was an actor. He was a professional actor, an athlete, and many other things as well during his time under communist dictatorship in Poland, the most brutal European communist dictatorships in the last century. So it's no wonder that the liberal media have so much good things, so many wonderful things to say about this pope. I'm not saying he's a communist, and I'm not saying he was a communist. I don't know. What I'm saying is it's interesting to watch and to observe the key words and the key phraseology here, how the media handle someone that they consider a friend, not a foe. Look at the way they handled Minzenti. Look at the way they handled McCarthy. Look at the way they handled Martin Dies and other patriots along the way who dared to speak out and expose the evils of those in control of government. Not very flattering, was it? So the same media have instructed us to think a certain way regarding the Pope. And I think that's very interesting. When one looks at the encyclical on capitalism and labor, virtually straight out of the Communist Manifesto. Yes, the Pope said capitalism is not the most evil thing on the face of the earth, but that we must respect the rights of organized labor and the union movement, regardless of the class struggle method or messages involved. And it's interesting to see that this Pope was the first Pope to ever be able to establish a direct link with a city mentioned in the book of Revelation. The city is the city of Antichrist, and that is Jerusalem. Now, you see, this is most significant of all. This Pope, Pope John Paul II, is the one. He is the man who managed to accomplish what no other Pope up till this time has been able to do, and that is establishing relations with the state of Israel, state-for-state relationships. Now, this is significant because it has nothing to do with Jewish people. It has to do with Zionism, and it has to do with the government of Israel that has used anti-Semitism and used the persecution of Jews to advance its own agenda and its own, by the way, ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. That's very important because up until now, the Catholic Church and its powerful representation in Europe and elsewhere would not endorse Israel or recognize it as a viable state in that sense. Under this Pope, it did. That has broad implications, you see, as to what will follow with the election of the next Pope by the cardinals within a very short time. Some are theorizing that this will be, the next pope will be the very next to the last pope before what is called the very last days leading up to the return at the second coming. Now, I'm just throwing these ideas out, and I'd like your opinion, your input. And we're going to take your calls tonight because there are so many people who'd like to raise these questions and answer them for us and give us your perspective. Regardless of whether you're right or wrong, regardless of whether you agree with me or not, that's not the question. This is uncensored, radio-free America, and that's what it's all about. Okay, let's see. Can we take our first call, my friend Paul? All right, that's still Wolfgang in Minnesota, right? All right. And who in Tennessee? Gail in Tennessee will be next. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in Wolfgang first because then we've got a break coming up. Hello, Wolfgang. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Adams. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you, sir. What's your viewpoint?
Well, my viewpoint is my people go into captivity because they have no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And your radio program imparts knowledge onto the people.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And the reason the liberal media is having such a field day with the Pope is exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be that he was a friend of theirs,
mm-hmm.
and they would promote any friend instead of a foe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 100% correct on what you said about that.
Well, thank you. I think I'm correct as well. I mean, it's a tried and true formula with the media, isn't it?
Yes. I'm in the media myself. I'm a TV producer here in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And I know exactly what you mean.
Now, are you on a regular television station or cable?
We're on cable. We do a show called In Your Face TV.
Okay, I like that.
And if anybody does a search on Google, it brings up the homepage right away.
All right.
It's a Patriot Action Television Network also.
Hey, good news. It sounds great to me. Wolfgang, before we take the break, do you have anything else to say?
Well, thank you for your information. I didn't know that a lot about him being an actor.
All right. Well, you stay tuned. More to come. Okay. Thank you, Wolfgang. We'll be back with your calls and more on Uncensored Radio Free America right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back tonight on this Monday night in April 2005, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and happy to be with you again tonight. A rather heavy night as usual, and again, I just want to admonish those who might be listening who are fervent Catholics and do believe very strongly in this Pope. That I'm sorry if I offend anyone. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm simply trying to give you my heartfelt thoughts. I don't like to be dishonest. I'm not dishonest. You ask me a question, and I will give you an honest answer, and that's the way I feel about it. I'm very suspicious based on the media reportage that we've been getting from day one, and you know darn right well that any man who stands up to the New World Order and truly is a man of faith stands up against those in positions of power in this world is not going to be loved by the media, but hated by the media. And that's a telltale sign of something awry right there, no? All right, 800-313-9443 is the number you can reach us at, toll-free, 800-313-9443. And now we go to Gail in Tennessee. Is that G-A-I-L or G-A-L-E?
G-A-Y-L-A.
Oh, well, I was wrong. All right. How are you, Gail?
I'm doing great, Rick. I really love your program. I don't get to listen to you all the time, but I try at least most of the week.
Well, thank you.
All of that you said of the above, I agree with. We're not trying to attack any religion because the basic thing is truth. The light of truth is what shall set you free.
That's
and
right.
Our Savior was about the truth.
Yes.
And so that's what we strive to find today, is the truth through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I'm going to try to put some pieces to this puzzle together.
Okay.
I have been on a quest through the divining of the Holy Spirit for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, the final pieces to this puzzle dropped in.
Okay.
And it is wild. Probably wilder, but you know, sometimes that fiction, how they say that phrase, truth is...
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Exactly. Well, that's pretty much what this is.
All right, I think I'm prepared. I got my seatbelt on. Go ahead.
The Terri Schiavo incident.
Yes.
Basically, her only crime here on earth was that she was born a Jew and converted to Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And so she fit the mold for their sacrificial lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so they did her.
Mm-hmm.
And she died on, what, the 13th day of her feeding tube being pulled.
Yes.
13 is a number that they use in occultic work when they're doing their rituals, because like a coven of witches is 13. They use the 13 because it stands for depravity. So what was Terri Schindler deprived of? Food and water. She was in a state of depravity. That's the number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John Pope, the Pope, he actually died on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that Reuters and the Italian news media come out that day and said he was dead, and then you got 20, 30 minutes later, they're saying, oh, no, that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they didn't want his legacy. They're saying they didn't want his legacy to go down of being dying on April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, you know, I forget how long ago it's been. Not that long ago that this used to, April 1st used to be the new year. And then they changed it to January 1. That's why it's called April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when he does pass, or so they come out and they announce it to the world, it's on 4-2-2005. You add those up, and it comes to 13.
Mm-hmm.
You add it up. And then all day long, I thought it rather strange that CNN kept telling us on military universal time it was 21:37 that he passed. 2100 hours, 37 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You add that up. 13.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And then there's other people that were watching it talking about that there's an obelisk that's in the St. Peter's area out there where everybody congregates.
Is that right?
Yes, there's an obelisk there. What's it doing there? One just like is that in Washington.
Yes,
then you have
I'm aware of the one in Washington. Yeah.
No, there's one there, too. They were showing it. And I swear, when I watched them, the procession leading him out of the Vatican today,
mm-hmm.
and they put him at rest when they brought him out, you know, after all the heads of state could see him, then they brought him out for the general public, looked like two pentagrams that they put his little sled that they had him on, which I might add looks just like a pharaoh sleigh
mm-hmm.
that they would take someone out for a burial proceeding.
Right.
So this all goes back to ancient Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Now, there is a gentleman, his name is Eric Sean Phelps. He's researched for years and years and years, and he goes back 500 years to link the Jesuits into the Holy Roman Catholic Church.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
The Black Pope is the general of the Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere that you have a Jewish community, you will have a Jesuit organization right beside it. In any community, if people will just look and be aware of their surroundings. Now, this I can't think of his name right now. That's the Black General. And part of their logo of what they use, the Jesuits, is black is white and white is black. That's part of the blood oath that they take. I mean, it's a very interesting thing. But this gentleman's got a book coming out if he lives long enough to get it published. Because, you know, people around the Vatican have a strange way of dying.
Yeah, we saw that with the first pope.
In fact, anybody who defies these Jesuits die.
Well, that's what I've heard, and I've got another fellow. If I can get him on the air, is also one who served in British intelligence and very knowledgeable. And thank you for your call, my
dear.
All
right.
Thank you, Gail. Great talking with you. All right, we got a break. Unfortunately, be right back. Following the break, I'm Rick Adams. Your calls will be next on Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
The Radio Avenger. Get even better.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is turned on
the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back on this Monday night, the beginning of another week. Yes, indeed, I am your radio avenger, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. Just before we go back to the phones at 800-313-9443, I'd like to, just make this comment, and that is that, yes, indeed, in all religious circles, if you will, particularly in Christendom, you will find at the upper echelons of just about every denomination, every church, you will find power-hungry people. Yeah, usually men, by the way. Not all women, but men. Patriarchs. People of ambition. People of greed. People of power. Now, not all of them are, but, you know, as the bigger the organization becomes, the more prone to power and greed and ego also becomes. Now, you know, I was just reading where Walter Cronkite took his shots at Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and so forth, not because of the right reasons. He was speaking at an interfaith organization, you see. But Walter Cronkite, the notorious propagandist for CBS since the 1930s and 40s, turned around and slammed these people as being dangerous because they believe in a Christian agenda. They believe, supposedly, in the concept of life, anti-homosexual marriages, the business of the sanctity of life, and against all of these big socialist schemes that are taking faith and robbing it from the people. Allegedly, anyway, this is what they're supposed to stand for. Well, I don't know about that with Robertson and certainly Falwell, but it's interesting that Cronkite should decide to set his sights for these particular individuals and not talk about those on the extreme left, of course, that have given us the socialism of the last half century, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and all of the chicanery of the social manipulators and the new Manichaeanism of Marxism in the 70s, the so-called war on poverty. So Cronkite certainly is doing what Cronkite does best, inject his own ideology. But I think it's important that we recognize he's not completely wrong, that there is a danger in following any man-made organization that claims to have all the truth, and particularly whether it's the Vatican, whether it's the Protestant Pope Billy Graham or his son Franklin Graham, or any of the others in this country who say, follow them, and don't forget, by the way, put that donation in the offering plate on the way in and on the way out. Money becomes their god too often. And I might note, by the way, Jerry Falwell received a free Lear jet, you know, from the State of Israel a few years ago because of his service to the State of Israel. I thought that was interesting. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. 800-313-9443. Jim from Rhode Island, hello.
Hello, Richard.
How are you, sir?
I thought I lost you for a minute.
No, I'm here. Go ahead.
A comment I wanted to make tonight was regarding the Polish people and their attachment to the Catholic Church, right?
Okay.
All right. I came across an idea that what they had done to bring about the collapse of communism in Poland, which precipitated the following decline in Russia, the former Soviet Union, and some of the Eastern Bloc, was what they did was they went back to the old traditional institutions of their society, to the church and to their families.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a terrific plan to go to. It's to make the state an irrelevancy. In other words, rather than taking state benefits and following the state line, they pulled themselves away from it. And without their support, the state had no power. Now, like I said, I think that's a terrific idea.
Yes. But beyond that, as far as this pope is concerned and the media handling of this particular pope, who's, as you know, his duration was about 26 years in office, very lengthy for our time, what were your perceptions of the media and its handling of him and his messages, his encyclicals, and so forth?
I guess it depends on who you're listening to. You don't want to. I don't hear much of the Planned Parenthood point of view, but I'm sure that they're not giving him pans of praise. A good part of the left, especially the feminists, the abortionists, and the homosexuals, are totally opposed to any form of religion. And the Pope of the Catholic Church is a rather high profile example of what they're opposed to. I'm Catholic background, but I gave it up fairly early on. I still believe in the teachings of Jesus and those things, but I don't feel I need an organization to work through.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of people who I'm related to and people I respect and care about who are Catholics, and some of the people I've been raised by, my parents and grandparents, they weren't pious, sanctimonious types, but they lived their faith by following the golden rule and the general ideas.
I understand, sure.
Which I think is more important.
But, you know, it's the sincerity of the heart that counts more than anything. You know, people can wear, and beware of those that wear Christianity on their lapels. You know, the big symbols, I love Jesus. You know, Bill Clinton used to carry a Bible so big, you know, that he couldn't even lift it. And then, of course, George Bush, wherever he goes, you know, I'm a Christian. God told me to invade Iraq. God told me to do this. Well, you know, those are the ones that you have to watch out for. Because Christians don't behave that way, true Christians.
He's a I guess you could characterize him as a Christian Zionist. And it appalls me to see some of these guys like Falwell and Pat Robertson falling into line. Because my experience is it's the left-wing Jewish people who are the most adamant about removing religion from all aspects of life in our country and in most others.
Granted.
And I don't think the right-wing Likudniks and the right in Israel, I think when they're through with using the Christian Zionists for their own purposes, I mean, they'll go over the side of the ship like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, the people in power will kill whoever stands in their way. The government of Israel has killed Jews just as it's killed Christians, just as it kills people who perhaps even presidents who might stand in their way. It can kill anybody, including Jewish people who happen to be doing the right thing at the wrong time that might embarrass the state of Israel. We saw that with Robert Maxwell, super spy for Israel.
Right.
You know, he was a big, powerful media magnate, and he was killed right on his yacht. And this is the sort of thing we're dealing with. It's a city that we must understand is the city of end time. Now, before I leave you, let me just state this, and this is very important because I have a lot of friends, I'm sure you do too, in Protestant circles, and they'll tell you, Rick, that is the church of Revelation, the whore of Revelation, and that is the city. Rome is the city of the Antichrist. And the only problem is they ignore the whole tenure of Scripture. Let me give you an example, okay? John had declared, now this is the writer John, that the Babylon was the city guilty of shedding the blood of all those who were slain on the earth, okay? Now, here's what's very important. Many people will say that is the city of Rome. Now, common sense will tell you all of the prophets who were slain from the beginning right up to the year 2000, if you will, or the establishment of the New Testament church, they were not slain by the Roman Catholic Church. They were not slain by that institution. They were slain by people known as the Kenites. The Kenites. And these are the people who descended from Esau and Esau, Edom, right down through the ages, were the people who shed the blood of the martyrs and the saints. So the Catholic Church, with all of its flaws and all of its frailties and all of its falseness and apostasy, you can argue till you're blue in the face, is not a qualifier for the city of the end times. It will be a part of the system of deception, but that system of deception will be controlled by one city and one city only, Jim, and that city is Jerusalem and those that control it.
I don't doubt that. There's a famous remark by Ben Gurion in the 60s, I'm sure you're aware of, that he foresaw world government with its seat at Jerusalem.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be the
he said it himself. You're right. Absolutely.
Now they've got a war criminal for head of state. You know,
Ariel Sharon.
The Shabra Shatila operation was declared a war crime by his own government. But you know, he had other activities. Even something called that's Sharon. He was something called Unit 101, and they made cross-border raids into Jordan and Syria, Lebanon and Syria. I'm not sure exactly what the location was.
In Lebanon.
But, I mean, they massacred people.
Well, look, Ehud Barak was, as you know, was there before Sharon. And Ehud Barak was the one that supposedly was going to make all these concessions to Arafat of the PLO. Ehud Barak, in the 1970s, when Israel was relatively at peace with Lebanon, was part of a commando unit that would go in overnight, go into Lebanon, would go into the homes of Lebanese poets, people who were peaceful but opposed Israeli aggression and bombing of Lebanon, and massacre the men right in front of the wives and the children, right there in cold blood, shoot them dead, shoot them multiple times, and then return back to Israel. This is the man that the media called a man of peace, Ehud Barak. You see, but how many people did the research to know that this indeed was the fact about Mr. Barack? How many?
Well, one thing about the media here is especially the people who were matriculated at schools in the 60s. I keep bringing up this writing by Herbert Marcuse, the German communist who immigrated to the U.S., and he says in his writing, repressive tolerance, that only left-wing or liberating tolerance is allowed. This is quoted by Harvey Silverglate in the Shadow University as a basis for the speech codes on campus. And the reason for that was that they said if the Germans during the Weimar Republic, who became the Nazi Party, mm-hmm. had been enjoined from saying that the Marxist Revolution was a Jewish movement, then they could have avoided the Holocaust, as they call it, right?
Uh-huh.
The only problem was that the movement in Germany, I've researched it historically, and it was basically the Marxist Revolution was led by Jews. In fact, that's what Churchill says in his 1920 statement in the London Sunday Illustrated.
What did he say?
He said that the Marxist movement in Russia and Europe was a mass movement led by Jews for arrested development, envious malevolence, and impossible equality.
This is what Churchill said.
That's a Churchill quote.
Now, where was this quoted? Do you have
He has a famous statement, I'm sure you've seen it, about the character of the Russian Revolution. It was published in 1920 in the London Sunday Illustrated. Maybe it's Illustrated Herald or something. I have several copies of it. It's very well known. It's on the Internet and on most
of it's interesting because, you know, Winston Churchill, too, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but he had praised Adolf Hitler in the 1930s as one of the great all-time statesmen of all time. And this is the same Winston Churchill, of course, that took England to war with Germany. Germany did not want war with England. What's that?
He was an ally of Joseph Stalin, and in the 20s, in the aftermath of the Bolshevik Revolution, he was one of the top anti-Bolshevik people, you know, opposed to Bolshevism.
Who is that now?
Churchill.
Well, happened. Churchill had become so involved with gambling debt, and he became such an alcoholic that he became putty in the hands of the international bankster families, the Rothschilds, who put him in power, essentially, and controlled him like you would control a puppet on a string.
He was just following in his father's footsteps.
Absolutely, yeah.
His
so he took England to war at a cost
too.
Of millions of lives in Europe, and he and Roosevelt both conspired to get us involved in World War II, and then hand all of the Central and Eastern European countries over to the butcher, Stalin. I mean, it's the crime of the last century, and it's just amazing when you think about it that no one except a handful of people like us talks about this horrible, tragic end.
That's because the historical facts are suppressed. As soon as you even make a comment, you're immediately labeled as a fascist, racist, homophobe, all that stuff.
Yep.
And the thing that I've run across is that that's an application of repressive tolerance.
Absolutely.
When the Marxists say that repressive, their lexicon, repressive tolerance is when you have complete open discourse. That means what they think that the ruling class or the upper class should not have full freedom of expression because it will impinge negatively on the oppressed people. That's one of the reasons why black folks are not supposed to be racist. Only white people can be racist.
Uh-huh.
It comes from the same origin. Like I said, we've been living in a very strange period for the past 30 years.
Okay. Hey, Jim, you know, you hit the nail on the head. We've got to run,
right.
But it's always a pleasure hearing from you. Call again, please.
Right.
Very informative and someone who's done his research, obviously.
Well,
we
somebody better get the word out because it's closing in fast.
Yes, sir. You hit the nail on the head again. Well, you heard the man. He's right. I know Jim. Jim's a good man. He's done his research. And, he's right. He's right. You know, we're in some pretty dark times here, and things are moving very fast around the world now. And Well, we have time left. Before the break, I just want to remind you, our number, toll-free, if you'd like to get in a comment or two about the Pope and the media and his passing and what's to come and what do you think will happen, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. My name is Rick Adams. The program is Uncensored Radio Free America, and we are here to give you an opportunity to speak out and to bring us your thoughts on all of these matters that need to be talked about. You know, we don't want to talk about ball games tonight, but real history and real current events. We'll be back in just a few moments as the program continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Alrighty, hey, we're back for the final lap in this race tonight on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams with you, and it's a pleasure being here, and God willing, we'll do it all over again tomorrow night. We're lining up some great guests from time to time, and also like to give you a chance to speak as we have tonight, and got some great calls, and I appreciate these calls very much. And as I say, there are those listening who are going to get the wrong impression no matter what I say. If I'm talking about the Pope, some will say he's anti-Catholic. If I'm talking about Billy Graham and Jerry Falwell and talking about people like Pat Robertson in a negative way, He's a Protestant hater. He's an evangelical hater. He's this, he's that. And when I talk about Ariel Sharon and that gang of cutthroats in Israel, why, he's a Jew hater. And on and on and on and on it goes. Well, the fact of the matter is that we are to hate, as the Bible does teach. God hates the wicked with a perfect hatred. But we don't hate people because of their nationality, their race, or what have you. We hate what they do and the evil that they do. Remember, the corrupt fruit brings forth, the corrupt tree brings forth corrupt fruit. And indeed, the good tree brings forth good fruit. Now, you know them by their fruits, the scripture says. You know who's good and who's evil, who's right and who's wrong. All you have to do is just look at what this government has been doing for the last 75 to 80 years, even 90 years. And you see the corruption that it's brought forth, how it's hurt and corrupted the people, how it's nurtured a policy of fascism, the superstate, big brotherism, the nanny state, call it what you will. It's all aimed at one thing, the destruction of God's plan on earth. Taking God out of the picture is what we just saw with the Terry Schiavo case. We saw the state play God. Again, this was not about a woman on life support for 15 years. This was about a woman that had a degree of brain damage who was literally starved to death. We wouldn't do it to an animal. We wouldn't do it to a criminal. We only do it to innocent, defenseless people who cannot speak for themselves. And that speaks for us as a nation. And heaven help the policemen that arrest a 10-year-old boy and handcuff him because he tried to bring this woman food and water. You know why they do it? I'll tell you why they do it, how the police have been corrupted. You know how? Think about this. And I'll talk about it some night, and I want you to converse with me. It's one word. It's called pension. Everybody's concerned about losing their public pensions. When they've lost their pension, that is their God. They have substituted dirty, filthy lucre for the God of the Bible. Heaven help those policemen, those firemen, those on the public payroll who are supposed to be serving the public interest and public safety who have sold out for a mess of pottage, their pension. That's what keeps the police in line. That's what keeps everyone in line, is the fear of losing your little nest egg. But you know what? You're going to lose it anyway, my friends, on Judgment Day. All right, tomorrow night we'll be back. Rick Adams saying good night, and remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.